The Texans have a new backup quarterback in A.J. McCarron. They signed him to a one-year deal for $3 million. He has a large chest tattoo. Looks very interesting. Check out the images at Gallant Says on Twitter.
It seems to be all of our – that's the only thing our listeners want to talk about are Catherine Webb. Does she go by Catherine McCarron now?
I think Catherine Webb.
Catherine Webb, A.J. McCarron's wife.
The brand is bigger than A.J. McCarron's.
Right,
still.
Yeah. Because she was known as Catherine Webb. That was her – that's where she achieved her fame. And she's still got a career, so she keeps it as Catherine Webb. They want to talk about that and A.J.'s odd tattoo.
Yes.
Which he may have added to at this point. We just haven't seen him shirtless in a while.
Well, Seth, you're pointing out, and I fully agree with this, the Chris Sims and Kyle Shanahan matching tattoos is one of the most questionable decisions in sports of the last 20 years.
Chris Sims and Kyle Shanahan were teammates at Texas, and one night, I think it was Chris Sims that didn't have a tattoo. It was one of them didn't have a tattoo, or maybe both of them didn't, but they're best buds. So they went into a tattoo parlor, and they made two curious decisions. One is that they got each other's initials, so Chris Sims got Kyle Shanahan's initials and vice versa. And where did they put them? They put them on their ankles. So, I mean, you want to talk about prison tattoos. That sounds like something I'd claim ownership of a guy in prison by having his my initial on his ankle or something. That I've never felt comfortable with. I was actually on the team when I found out about that. Kyle Shanahan in 2007 was a young assistant coach.
Yes.
2006 for Gary Kubiak. And I remember I was reading about it in the paper as I'm like sitting at, it was like pregame meal or like the night before a game or something. I'm sitting there with a paper, kids back like the old school. We had paper newspapers. And I'm reading this and I'm like, I see this thing about Kyle Shanahan and I look across the room and I just don't know what to think of him, but I'm trying to look for this tattoo, you know? And he got a lot of crap for it. He was coaching receivers at the time, and he was like, he was younger.
How did he react
to
people?
He looks young.
Yes.
And he also, like, so he looks like this boy, not even a man child, a boy child trying to coach Andre Johnson. I think he was fine with it. Kyle's a cool dude. Kyle's a
You like him.
Yeah, I like Kyle a lot.
That's good to hear. I think a guy having a tattoo on his calf is a bad idea.
You think so? I like the calf tattoo.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm always impressed, like, if you're walking around at Disney World, like, geez, that usually you're walking, you know, you're stuck in line behind people. It's nice if somebody has some artwork on their calf that you can look at.
Our old web guy, Garrett, had a calf tattoo.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
What did he have?
I forget, honestly. I just remember.
You have, like, an Irish clover?
No, it was like a Viking symbol or something like
okay.
that. And honestly, I don't remember. I apologize for that, Garrett.
I'm going 20 straight years of wanting to get a tattoo, but just saying that I'm waiting until I get shredded because I don't want to. Like, at some point, I know I'm 44 years old. At some point, I'm going to be shredded with abs, and I don't want the tattoo to be distorted by then. So I got to wait until I get to my ideal body weight and then get the tattoo.
I always felt that, yeah, you need to be able to have a real, real lot to show off if you're going to sport a tattoo.
Oh, no, that's not it. Like, I'm not saying I want to have a good body to be able to show it off. I'm saying I don't want to distort the tattoo. Like, in my mind, I'm going to lose 30 pounds at some point, so I don't want to get a tattoo now and then lose 30 pounds and have the tattoo be distorted. I have no shame about the way I look now. I mean, but I don't want to distort the tattoo.
We're talking about the tattoo that Texans quarterback A.J. McCarron has, and again, for reference, at Sports Radio 610 on Twitter, I tweeted out a picture of it. Now, it is really interesting that Mike Meltzer said, oh, wow, I can't believe that a white guy would have a tattoo like this. When Fred Davis had tattoos and worked with us, Mike,
I'm aware.
With us.
You know what it is? In my defense, and
there's no defense.
Well, here's my defense, and LeBron pointed out I need to get out more, which I can't deny. I probably need to get out more. I agree with that. I think it's something on McCarron as a white guy having the giant chest tattoo. Uh-huh. I think that's what it is.
Well, it's odd that he has that giant chest tattoo and then no tattoos anywhere else. Like, he kind of did the Kevin Durant where, like, you want to go hardcore and get a big-ass tattoo, but you don't want your mama to see it. So he did that because it's on his neckline and everything. And I don't know if there's anything that would be seen when he's wearing a t-shirt. The other side of it, too, is that I think he's a pretty religious dude. Or at least,
I believe he is.
You grow up in Alabama and you're a quarterback, you got to play the part. You're going to go speak at a lot of youth functions and you got to play the part. So I don't think he wanted the kids to see all the tattoos.
I imagine if right underneath Bama Boy, there's a tattoo of Jesus, like, on the cross. That probably is someone who is mildly
big
religious.
Big old pic of Jesus.
So people are texting in, where's the worst spot you can get it? All right, so we've definitely heard like the lower back.
The tramp stamp.
Which Ben Affleck has, by the way. Has anyone seen this?
Is that his bad tattoo that
yeah,
he was
man.
Talking about?
Yeah, this popped up, I think, like 2 years ago. This is when he was going through, I think, his issues with his then-wife, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see him pop up with a back a lower back tattoo.
I wonder how many people make fun of Brock Lesnar's tramp stamp, because it's not going to be me. I'm not going to be making fun of Brock Lesnar's tramp stamp.
Not me.
But he has one. I wonder if anybody tried to talk Brock Lesnar out of it at the time. They were like, hey, Brock, never. What? Never mind. Nothing. It's cool. Yeah, it looks great. Looks awesome. I think you should get more.
I used to want the most stereotypically horrible Boston tattoo of all time, and I didn't get it because I don't feel like I have the shoulders to pull it off, but I wanted to have the Boston Red Sox logo, except for green with white trim, on my right shoulder. Now, while I do feel very confident in my bod, I got nice old pecs, and like I love it, at the very least, I have like some svelte shoulders. I felt like if I were to wear that without a shirt, I would just look weird. Like I look like such a try-hard hardo that didn't quite get all the way to being the full hardo that I want to be in my own mind.
And then if that makes sense. If you get that kind of tattoo, I feel like you really, not that this is an issue for Paul Gallant specifically, but you need to make sure you keep yourself in pretty good shape.
Right.
When it comes to that kind of tattoo. Like, I one of the tattoos I like is the one Chris Myers has, former Texan center, friend of the show. He's got that barbed wire tattoo, like, across the bicep. If you got good biceps, then I actually like that tattoo. That may be controversial. I've always liked that.
I don't like the barbed wire tattoo because I feel like it used to be, like the first few guys that got a barbed wire tattoo, it was probably badass, but then it became kind of a cliche.
I like it.
To where like every frat boy or every like high school kid that snuck off and got a tattoo in Mexico got the barbed wire. So it didn't look as badass as I think it did originally. It just became kind of typical. The dumbest tattoo I ever saw was my friend and teammate Jeff Novak, who was, when he was in college, he wanted to get tattoos, but he didn't want his dad. His dad would have kicked his ass if he saw it. So he got it at the top center thigh.
Ooh.
Like in a weird spot. I can't even remember what it was. It was kind of like, and it wasn't a good tattoo. It was just a really weird location to have one single tattoo. But his buddy, so he and his buddy that walked into this tattoo parlor at like 2 a.m., back in the day, this would have been in the late 80s, early 90s. His buddy had been going out with some girl for like a month, and he really liked her, but he was also really, really drunk. So he goes in and gets this girl's name tattooed across his back.
Oh, no.
Huge,
terrible.
Goes home.
Terrible.
Wakes up in the morning. The girl sees this tattoo and promptly breaks up with him because she's freaked out.
Yeah, that's creepy, man.
Stuck with that. Yeah, so he had to get more work done to get him to look like something else.
I think I found the move that Mike should make. Someone tweeted in that Mike Meltzer has a Stalin tattoo on his back. Have you guys seen Russian prison tattoos?
I have not.
I mean, they are something else. Like, they're real works of art.
Really?
I'm about to tweet out a couple of them. You can check it out at Sports Radio 610, at Galanza, at Seth C. Payne, at Mike Meltzer. But these, Mike, I feel like are the ones you should get, because these are somewhat similar to AJ McCarron's in that you're not going to see a whole lot of it. But man, there's a lot of effort and I think thought that's put into these bad boys.
I did a Google image search on Russian prison tattoos. They do look pretty elaborate. I think I'm too much of a wuss to sit there and actually have the needle and the whole thing and sitting there. The
pen. That actually scares the pain part of it scares
the
you.
The pain part of tattoos
now I feel like
scares
you have
me.
To get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Well, you're scared of pain?
I'm scared of pain.
Hey, when do you stop being? Who's afraid of pain anymore?
Me.
Like I thought you stopped being afraid of pain when you're like 25.
Nope.
At most.
Not me.
Okay, it's just you sit there and you get used to it. It goes numb after a while.
I'm not quite sure about that. Real quick, what do we think of the actual move itself? McCarron signing with the Texans. I like the move. For the record, I would have preferred Blake Bortles, and I feel better about that since the Rams signed him to back up Jared Goff. But I like that Brian Gain realized the Texans needed a better backup quarterback.
I like it a lot. I think he has more untapped potential than Brandon Whedon did. You kind of knew what you were going to get with Brandon Whedon.
Agreed.
And I think AJ McCarron just strikes me, based on the work he did when he got extended playing time with Cincinnati, is he's a guy that has physical limitations. He doesn't have an incredibly strong arm nor an accurate one, but he can distribute the ball. He can read defenses. He can be more of a complete quarterback, I think, than Brandon Whedon could. So that's what you want. He doesn't have to have, obviously, the same or near physical tills as Deshaun Watson, but I do like that.
I keep thinking about the opportunity that he should have had with the Cleveland Browns when he was traded for at the deadline, but Sashi Brown didn't get the paperwork in on time. And I also think about last year in Buffalo, he gets injured in the preseason. He He has a hairline fracture with his collarbone, and they drafted Josh Allen. He was in two different situations where I feel like we would have actually maybe seen A.J. McCarron prove that he could be a marginal starter in this league, and we're talking like 20 to 32 or something like that. But we didn't get to see that. If you're getting this guy as a backup for 1 year, $3 million, I feel like it's a pretty good deal.